Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're back. Sports Day WA for Nutrien Ag Solutions. Proudly celebrating 50 years of partnership with Country Football WA and Kia. The Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year. Don't change me up.
Don't change me. Yes, great to have your company. Also, thanks to Toolmart, the complete tool centre. They've been serving WA for over 45 years, and there's a Toolmart near you. For Cobram Estate, premium Australian extra virgin olive oil. The good oil is on what's happening at the tribunal this week, and Greater Western Sydney will challenge Toby Green and Jesse Hogan's one-match AFL suspensions in a bid to free them to face the Brisbane Lions. On Anzac Day, the league's match review officer charged Green with rough conduct on Jordan Boyd and Hogan with striking Lewis Young in separate incidents during the Giants' 19-point loss to the Blues on Saturday. And the pair will argue their case at the tribunal tomorrow night. By the way, Tom Barras was due to go up tomorrow night. The Eagles are challenging his one-match ban after that tackle on Michael Walters. But because the fact that Green and Hogan will be up and the time constraints, Tom Barras won't know about whether he'll be playing this weekend up there on the Gold Coast on Wednesday, until Wednesday. That's when that'll be heard. So it's been delayed. Initially, it was going to be tomorrow night. Now it's Wednesday, so not the ideal preparation for both the player and the club. That's the update. The good oil for Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested, and first cold pressed in northern Victoria. 28 past five, the weather forecast for Perth tomorrow and around the southwest can be pretty cool. 23 degrees tomorrow in Perth, a minimum of 11. And for the majority of the week, in fact, till next Monday, heading into the last few days of April, it's going to be in the mid to high 20s. And no doubt pretty similar in the southwest and probably in the goldfields. Maybe a bit warmer up there in the Pilbara. All right, let's look at the top five at five. Some of the big stories over the last couple of days. It's all thanks to Novus Auto Glass. There's one near you, 13, 22, 34. Connor, let's go in number five.
Number five.
Lockie Ferguson. They've got to go for two. Two is a super over. The throw is on its way. Phil Salt, has he got it in time? We're going to go to the third umpire again, KKR, believe.
So there you go. Just as it seemed, Mitchell Starc's challenging return to the IPL would reach a new nadir, the $4.3 million man has held his nerve and avoided a horrid defeat. Starc had gone for 54 runs of 16 balls, thrashed to all parts by the IPL's bottom team, the Royal Challengers at Bengaluru, needing 21 off the final over. RCB's number nine batter, Khan Sharma, had smacked Starc's first four balls for three sixes. But off his fifth ball, Starc took a brilliant return catch, bending his 1.97-metre frame low to clutch Sharma's drive. Now, off the sixth, new batter Lockie Ferguson could only scramble a single, and Starc's Kolkata Knight Rider survived to win by one run.
Number Number four.
They come to the 500 in the Quokka. Malkovich being allowed to run by McGrady, a length and a half overpass. Amelia's Jewels only a length away from him, coming to the turn. Over on the inside then, the three-year-old Oscar's Fortune. Wider out, Bella Nepotina, their homeward bound. Malkovich leads the way from overpass. Amelia's Jewel, Bella Nepotina, Oscar's Fortune getting right up against the inside for Pike. He's coming quickly, Oscar's Fortune. It's overpass in front though from Oscar's Fortune. Amelia's Jewel over pass, too good for them again, and they ram home another one in the Quokka. It's overpass from Amelia's Jewel, Saloon Bar, Oscar's Fortune near the rail.
Yeah, it's a great race and beautifully called by dazzling Darren McCauley. The New South Wales Raider overpass on Saturday afternoon again pillaged WA's riches in our biggest race, the $5 million Quokka, the Kia Quokka, over 1,200 metres. And for the second time and as many runnings of the Ascot feature, he finished first past the post. And the slot race was a huge success. A big crowd at Ascot, almost 20,000 there. Big betting race, and it was all about overpass.
Number three.
This is going to be sensational. Oh! It is. It's talked with the touch. That means delirium for Coventry City.
This can win it.
And it does. And United will play City. It's a Manchester FA Cup final again.
Tell you what, it was just a crazy match. Manchester United were taking on Coventry City, who are in the second tier of English football, known as the Championship, and sit about eighth position in the Championship. And they were down by 3-0 to the might of Manchester United at Wembley Stadium in the semi-final of the FA Cup. They got back to 3-3. Coventry got back to 3-3 and would have gone 4-3 in front in extra time, but their celebrations were cut short by VAR and the tightest of offside calls. In the end, it went to a penalty shootout and Coventry were beaten in the shootout by Manchester United. United scraping through, and I saw the offside. It was millimetres, and had VAR not intervened, it would have been one of the greatest upsets in FA Cup history, particularly considering Manchester United were leading by 3-0.
Number two.
On the three-quarter time buzzer, you can hear it there.
Wow.
Does he have the journey, Scotty, do you think?
I think he does. Do you know what? Even if I said no, tonight he'll probably go back and kick this because they are doing everything right so far. And I tell you what, won't they get around him?
To make it a 63-point margin at the final change. Marriage Uh-oh. Kicks on the way.
Uh-oh.
And Marriage kicks a goal!
Uh-oh.
It's been a long 2.5 years, so the smiles on some of the players' faces have been through that, and coaches have done so much work. That's really pleasing. Our supporters have stuck by us as well. It's two games, so it's hard to be. The reality is it's a tough season, and for us to be competitive, we've got to be dialed in every week.
Yeah, and live in the moment, Simo, and I think that's what the West Coast Eagles fraternity, management, coach, players, supporters, live in the moment. Why not? It was a special moment for them on Saturday night. Coming in at number two, the West Coast Eagles' unlikely derby victory over the Fremantle Dockers. But at the top of the pile, no surprises, it's this.
Number one.
Darling takes a couple of steps and thunders the ball towards...
There you go. There's a good way to start your first touch for the night. A hanger in the goal square, Pete.
And he'll kick a goal and this crowd will go off. I'm not saying anymore, have a listen. 22 points will be the lead at quarter time if Harley scores this. And Harley has scored it. He's got two, and they all come to him in great numbers. A pressure kick right on the quarter time siren. Lays the handball off to Alex Witherden, across his body. Unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. Sorry, Jimmy, I seem to just have got the Harley Reid marks, but it was a great call. Jimmy, myself and Scotty thoroughly enjoyed it. It's Perth's best call. You can catch it on SENWA, and we look forward to coming back this weekend. A bit of a subtle plug there for the Fremantle Dockers match against the Western Bulldogs. But Harley Reid, by a long stretch, the number one story going around these parts over the last few days, certainly since Saturday night. All thanks there to Novus Auto Glass. Don't let your old windscreen end up as landfill. Call Novus Auto Glass 13 22 34. We're going to take a break, and Melbourne has missed out. Sydney are in, Brisbane are in, Perth are in. What am I talking about? It's about a big event. The Matildas are returning to Perth. Melbourne won't see them. We'll find out why after the break.
We're back. Sports Day WA for Nutrien Ag Solutions. Proudly celebrating 50 years of partnership with Country Football WA and Kia, the Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year.